Welcome back to Montgomery. Back inside today's pregame interview. Alongside the pitching coach, Will Shearholz, I am Javik Blake. Will, it is one of the most special days in the organization. It is Jacob Mizorowski start day. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait to get this thing underway.
How excited are you for tonight?
I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to see what the kid can do out here against a pretty good lineup. It's gonna be a pretty special start.
How special is it for Mizorowski to be here in just his first professional season fully? He made two appearances at the tail end of last year at Carolina, but really he came to this year with about two professional innings under his belt.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good ride for Jacob so far, starting the year in Carolina, getting to Appleton, and now getting here at about the halfway point. It really shows the kind of performance he's had to this point in the season. He's earned it, especially after that outing he had in the Futures game on a big stage. But he's definitely earned the chance to pitch in Double-A as a young kid.
When anytime you're 6'7", you go on national television and throw 11 fastballs, 10 of which are over 100 miles an hour, that's a real special thing. What makes him so special?
Well, obviously the velo is what everybody talks about. He topped out at 102.2 in that Futures game. I know for a fact that he can throw the ball a little bit harder than that, which is absolutely crazy to think about. But on top of that, he's got two really, really good breaking balls that probably don't get enough credit, and he's got a lot more feel than people give him credit for as well.
How important are those breaking balls to pair it with that high-velocity fastball? Obviously, the big one that comes to mind is Abner Uribe with that big-time fastball, but also that slider that comes in about 90.
I mean, we saw it a lot with Abner here. Guys would swing ball out of hand, so he needed that slider to keep guys honest and get swings and misses when guys were sitting fastballs. Same way with Jacob. He's got a 91 to 93 mile per hour slider that he pairs with that fastball, and he's got an 86 mile per hour curveball. So he doesn't give hitters an opportunity just to sit on that 101. They have to keep they got to keep in mind that he's got a slider and a curveball as well. So it's very important for him to be able to utilize those pitches.
How important is that velo change as a pitcher, being able to throw up to 103 and being able to throw a curveball in at 86, which is 16 miles an hour slower?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You got to give hitters at least two different velos that they have to think about. And when you can do it with three different velos, that's even better. So Jacob's got that in his back pocket. He doesn't have to rely on just blowing fastballs by guys, which he can probably do if he wanted to. But the fact that he's got three different pitches that he can go to at any time is really big for him.
As a starter, you have to worry about navigating through a lineup multiple times. How do you do that? Is it those extra pitches that really help get him through the lineup a second and third time?
It can be, for sure. A lot of times you have to change the approach second and third time through the lineup. You got to read hitter swings and read their approach and see what they're doing. We've done a pretty good job of that the last couple games, and it's something we didn't really do very well on Wednesday. But Jacob's got the ability to change gears if he needs to, and that's what's going to make him be able to pitch into the seventh inning.
Wildly enough, you are a former college baseball pitching coach. You had some time at St. Louis University, and you've coached guys who are older than two of the best pitchers on the Shucker staff, and Carlos Rodriguez and Jacob Mizorowski, who are both 21 years old. How important is that college background for you being able to teach and coach these young guys in the staff?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because you know, some of these guys that I'm coaching now would be college sophomores or college juniors, which is just pretty crazy that they're playing at this level at this point in their career. Obviously, I got a lot of valuable experience coaching college, and then I got a lot of valuable experience coaching last year in Appleton with some younger guys, especially at the tail end of the season. Had some of those young guys come up to Appleton there in the last couple months, Carlos Rodriguez being one of them. So it's been good for my career to be able to coach some of those younger guys, and I know kind of how to work with some of those guys, so it's an easy transition once they get here.
You talked about it. There's a couple guys that you've coached who should be sophomores or juniors in college. Does it ever hit you of, oh, yeah, this guy's throwing 102, he's throwing 98, and he's 20 years old, 21 years old?
Yeah, I think about it all the time. I compare it to the pitchers that we saw when I was coaching in college, and I don't understand how if Mizorowski, I just think about it this way, if Mizorowski would have ended up at LSU and it was him and Skeens in a weekend rotation, I don't know how LSU ever loses a game. That's how good the stuff is. So it's pretty crazy to think about.
Well, and think about it, they still won a national championship.
Mizorowski would have helped them go 56-0 maybe, I don't know.
thanks so much for joining us tonight. It should be a really, really fun night today. We're all really excited for it. Thanks so much.
Can't wait to see it. Thanks.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:05.